2 Chronicles chapter 22. The inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah his youngest son, Jehoram's son, king in his place. For the band of men who came with the Arabians to the camp had killed all the older ones. So Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. 42 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, daughter of Omri. Well, very often the names of the mothers are mentioned because the mothers have such a big influence upon their children. So that's a lesson for women, Christian women, and also for Christian men. Think about getting married. You're going to marry a woman, a sister, who's going to be a good mother to your children or a bad one? Well, his mother's name was Athaliah, daughter of Omri, so he walked in the ways of the house of Ahab. So although Omri had been in the 10 tribes, he was one of the children of Israel, if you like, one of the people of God, he still was very far from God. So it's no good thinking, oh well, my friends and my who I'm going to marry are all believers in the people of God. Well, yeah. As Paul says, they are not all Israel who are of Israel. And you've got to be, all the same, careful who you choose as your friends. Proverbs has a lot to say about this, and that was written to all Israel, that they're being told, even within Israel, watch who you're friends with and who you mix with. And it's the same, really, within the body of believers today. And so, therefore, he walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his advisor, to do wickedly. He did that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, as did the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. So you see, you don't just marry a woman, you marry a family. And so he married this woman, who was the daughter of Omri from the family of Ahab, and when his dad was dead, they taught him to do the wrong things. He walked also after their advice and went with Jehoram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, to fight against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead. And the Syrians wounded Jordan. Well, this had happened before with Jehoshaphat. What's going to happen with Jehoshaphat, rather. And so you just see how people commit the same weakness. It repeats the weakness of Ahaziah going to fight against the Syrians at Ramoth-Gilead with the 10 tribes. This is the same sin that repeats later on. He returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which they'd given him at Ramah when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. I guess he got wounded because he was being taught something. Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, son of Ahab, in Jezreel because he was sick. And the destruction of Ahaziah was of God, in that he went to Joram. For when he'd come, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, son of Nimshi, whom Yahweh had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. It happened when Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab that he found the princes of Judah, of the two tribes, and the sons of the brothers of Ahaziah, ministering to Ahaziah, and killed them. He sought Ahaziah, and they caught him, hiding in Samaria, and brought him to Jehu and killed him. They buried him, for they said, "He is the descendant of Jehoshaphat, who sought Yahweh with all his heart." The house of Ahaziah had no power to hold the kingdom. So, you see there how you've got to be separate from those upon whom the judgment of God is coming. That's why we're told, come out from Babylon and be separate. Flee from Babylon, unless you be consumed in her judgment. So there has got to be a degree of separation between us and the world. Doesn't mean go and live in a monastery or live on an island. Doesn't mean that we consider ourselves better. We are all sinners, but that doesn't mean that we should not separate from those who are clearly under God's judgment. Now, when Athaliah, mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal seed of the house of Judah. So she's thinking, well, if my son is no longer king, I don't want anyone to be king. So she kills them all. And that same mentality you see in every form. If I can't get it, I want nobody to get it. You know, it's like let's say a bunch of kids are playing some game and there's one prize, and the prize is, I don't know, a nice cake. And so the kid who loses grabs a nice cake and throws it out the window or does something bad with it, stamps on it, thinking, if I don't win the... Yeah, whatever. Because the kid's thinking, if I don't get that, I don't want anyone to. And you see how adults are the same. That's what Athaliah did. Oh, my son's dead. He's not going to be the king, right? I'll kill all the others who might become king. But Jehoshabeath, the daughter of the king, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were slain, and put him and his nurse in a bedroom. So Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah so that she didn't kill him. He was with them hidden in God's house 6 years, and Athaliah reigned over the land. So again, you see how God works through weakness. She was able to hide him in a little chamber in the temple for 6 years. And why didn't they ever get found? Because Athaliah and her lot weren't using the temple. That's why. Sadly. And well done to this Jehoshabeath, because she was the sister of Ahaziah, the daughter of King Jehoram, and she was related to all these people. If they'd have caught her, I'm sure Athaliah would have killed her.